morning, Charles. How are you doing?
Hi there.
So, Charles, how many and what buildings here in Sydney can we thank the New South Wales Government Architect Office for?
Oh, wow. Look, the Government Architect has been around since Francis Greenway 200 years ago, and there have been 23 Government Architects, and, of course, all their staff. And then, so they've done thousands of buildings, mainly things like post offices and schools, as well as you said, some of the biggest, most high-profile buildings in Sydney, like the GPO and partly the Opera House. Of course, Ewan Newson was the man who started that. The government architect finished it off after he'd left the job. So, yeah, it's an amazing sort of legacy of 200 years of architecture.
Yeah, and obviously this exhibition is going to be showcasing some of the great and, you know, not so great buildings. Let's start with the great. What do you think makes a great or, I guess, impressive building?
I suppose a great building is one that really defines a city or really changes a city. And I guess the GPO down in Martin Place is one of those. It was sort of the Opera House of the 1800s, if you like. It was a huge project that took about 25 years to complete. It was very controversial. A lot of people didn't like aspects of the design. And when it was built, Martin Place didn't exist. Martin Place was sort of created to provide a space for it, if you like. Mm-hmm. So it really sort of had a huge impact on what Sydney was like that lasts up till today.
And what about buildings that, I mean, aren't so celebrated in Sydney? What do you think are some reasons behind that?
Aren't so celebrated? Well, as I said, there's a lot of very bread-and-butter sort of buildings. Like schools, you know, most of us went to schools that were designed by the government architect. And, you know, we probably have mixed feelings about them, you know, depending on what we thought of school, etc. You know, so there's a fantastic sort of variety, you know, in that sort of, in their legacy.
Do you think that's interesting? It's kind of about taste, though, isn't it, and how tastes sort of change over the decades? And first, we said the GPO wasn't really like when it was first around, but now it's kind of seen as a real great sort of centrepiece in that Martin Place sort of area.
Yeah, that's right. You know, tastes sort of change. Like the building that I think you're still in, the UTS Tower, which is another government architect design back in the 60s and 70s. As you know, a lot of people still really don't like that building. But, but you know, it stood the test of time. And although UTS is sort of, you know, rebuilding most of their campus, they're actually keeping it pretty much as it's been because it's actually a pretty functional building and it's really a landmark that everyone knows.
And as part of the exhibition, you've gone through and sort of assigned hits and misses to different buildings and projects around Sydney. Take us through some of your hits and your misses that might surprise some people.
Oh, look, I'm you know, I guess one of the ones that people will argue about and will probably be arguing about forever is the Opera House, which, you know, is just one of the world's great buildings. And it's sort of become a symbol of Sydney and a symbol of Australia. But, you know, as a functioning performing arts theatre, of course, it's got many, quite a few pluses and minuses, you know. It is very compromised, like the Opera Theatre has always had a lot of issues to sort of do some of the foyer spaces, etc. But it's still a great building, even though functionally it's underwhelming in some ways.
Well, the exhibition is called Imagine the City. It's kicking off this weekend and running till the 8th of May. Charles, thanks so much for joining us this morning on 2SER.
Yeah, it's down at the State Library. Yeah, thank you.
We'll put some more information on the podcast of this interview. Charles, thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
That is Charles Pickett, the curator of the really fascinating exhibition that's kicking off this weekend. It's called Imagine a City, celebrating 200 years of the New South Wales Government Architect's Office. When you do sort of run around Sydney, have a look up and see some of the great buildings that are around and some of the not-so-great buildings and quite some playing ones as well, as Charles was telling us, in a whole bunch of schools around the state. So really interesting stuff there.